Shalom to all. Today's office of Abbas Daf Kofay. We're starting Kuf Dalet Omid Beis on the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Abbas Biakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we continue discussing the sale of a base car of land, and we had mentioned two different Lashinas that one could use. Either one's very specific, he uses the words Mida Bechevel, measured by a rope, and over here, no mistaken measurements allowed to be made. And the exact opposite Lashin is Hein Chas or Hein Yasser, which basically means more or less. In other words, there is allowed to be a mistake made in measurement. So here the Mishnah tells us, let's say both of these Lashinas were used together. I'm selling it to you measured by a rope, more or less. So these are contradictory. Which lashon do we follow? The second lashon of hein chaser hein yaser, that's mevatel the first lashon of mida bechevel. Let's say it was the other way around. He used the lashon of hein chaser hein yaser, mida bechevel. So in this case as well, kofeim with alpha on top, batel mida bechevel, hein chaser hein yaser. The second lashon of mida bechevel is mevatel the lashon of hein chaser hein yaser. Different bananas. This is the opinion of bananas. Now the reason for this is because bananas holds tefais lashon achrayin. We follow the last lashon. Clearly, by saying the second statement, he's trying to do away with his first statement, and therefore we just follow the second thing that he said. However, now the Gemara tells us, bananas, his colleagues, meaning the chachamim, they argue with him, and they do not hold tefais lashon achrayin. They hold that it's a suffik, and therefore yachleku, we're going to split it because we're not so sure what to do. Ask Gemara, Mike Mashma, what's the chiddush over here? Tanina, we already have a mission that tells us this is shitas chachamim. Ma'aseh b'tzipari, there's a store in tzipari, ba'echad shesachar mechatz mechaveroi, with a fellow who rented a bathhouse from his friend. The rental agreement was 12 gold coins a year, 1 gold coin a month. And what happened? It became an Ibra Yar, a leap year. An extra month was added on. So the question is, does that 13th month have to be paid for? The story came to Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yosi, and they said, that last month has to be split. It's a suffik, we're not so sure, and therefore it's yachleiku, we split it. Now what's the suffik over here? So on one hand, when the maskir, the landlord said 12 gold coins for the year, it's mashma, that's 12 gold coins for the year, and that's it, even if an extra month is added on. But then he said, dinner zavul chaydash, mashma, that you're paying per month, and therefore, if the 13th month is added on, you would have to pay for that. As we see, these chachamim are not going with lashon achron like bananas do, rather they say it's a suffik. So why does Rav need to tell us on our Mishnah that this is what bananas holds, but the chum argue with him? We already know the chum argue with him from this bathhouse story in Tzipari. I think my answer is no, ime hasam, if it was only from there, from that bathhouse story, havamina, I would say, hasam hu de ikal meimer mahadr kahadr bay. It's only over there that maybe he's being chayzer, the ikal meimer prushikam mefarish, or I could say he's just being mefarish, and that's why it's a suffik. In other words, even bananas could agree that it's a suffik, because on one hand, it makes sense to say tefais lashon achron, like in our Mishnah, but on the other hand, we can interpret the statement dinner zav l'chaydesh just as a stipulation, as a payrush, that the rent should be paid monthly as opposed to at the end of the year. And what's the difference if it's paid monthly or at the end of the year? Well, usually we know that tzchiras einam shleim es ela b'sayf. Rent only needs to be paid at the end. And so it could be the owner is charging 12, but he wants to be paid monthly, and that's why he said dinner zav l'chaydesh. And since it's a real suffik, we'll say achloiku on that last month. Aval hacham, but over here in our Mishnah, devadik hadar bay, the second lashon is for sure chazara, a retraction of the first lashon, because it's the exact opposite of the first lashon. A maloy, I might say no, meaning I might say the chum agreed to bananas that tefais lashon achron. Kamash malon, the chiddush is that's Rav Abba Mamal was telling us b'shem Rav that no, even in our Mishnah the chum argue with bananas. Now here we have another opinion. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel zudiv bananas. This is the opinion of bananas in our Mishnah. Aval chum, the chum say halach achar pachas shavu lashonos. We go after the pachas shavu lashonos, which means we go after the lashon which is going to be the least beneficial for the lekach. So let's say a mistake was made measuring the field and too little was given over to the lekach, less than a base core was given over, we're going to go with the lashon of hein chaser and yaser, and the lekach is going to lose out because he's going to be getting a little bit less than a car. And let's say the mistake was made that there was too much measured, then we're going to go with the lashon of mida bechevel, and the lekach is not going to be allowed to keep that, once again, to his detriment. So now we analyze what Shmuel just said. Zu v'loy sfirle? Are you telling me that Shmuel is saying this is the opinion of bananas, but he doesn't hold of it? By using the lashon of zu, Shmuel's mashma that this is what bananas holds. The majority of chachamim hold not like him, and I'm part of that majority. But how could you say that? Both Rav and Shmuel say, what about this case? It's our third one. Here was a stipulation. A seller tells a buyer, I'm selling you a kor of wheat for 30 sela. He could be chayzer even with the last saw. 29 saw were measured out. The 30th saw was not measured out yet. The meichel could technically be chayzer because using this lashon of kor we see the sale is one unit of a full car. Until that full car is measured out, they could technically back out. However, let's say the following lashon is used. Kor b'shleishim, saw b'sela ni meichel lecha, a kor for 30, one saw for a sela. So then, rishon kana. As each saw is measured out, he's kind it. And so we see clearly from here, tefais lashon achrayin, that even though the first lashon of karbash lashim tells us that it's a full unit of 30, the second lashon tells us saw besela, that each saw is being sold for a sela, and therefore as each saw is being measured out, that's automatically acquired by the lekeach, and it seems to be that that's tefais lashon achrayin. So we see the Shmuel does hold like bananas. The Gemara says you're right, ela zu usfirale. It must be that when Shmuel said zu divre bananas, that he's not saying this is what bananas hold, but everyone else, including myself, argue with him. He's saying this is what bananas hold, and I agree with him. However, the Gemara says, not so quick. Now, before we continue, let's just chazer these three cases that we're dealing with. The one from our Mishnah regarding the sale of a base car and the Meicher using these contradictory Lashinais. The Mishnah of the Merchatz rental in Sipairi, where the landlord said 12 for the year, 1 per month. And this one that we just mentioned with the sale of grain, Kar B'Shloshim, Sa B'Sela. And here we're going to show from the Merchatz case that Shmuel actually argues with Ben Anas. Because by Omer Shmuel, Shmuel said, the case of the Merchatz in Sipairi is talking about where the Maskir came in the middle of the month. But if he came at the beginning of the month, everything goes to the Maskir. If he came at the end of the month, everything goes to the Soicher. In other words, the reason why Shmuel holds that the case of the Merchatz is Yachloiku, that they have to split the rent of that last month, is not just because of the Safek and Din, but it's a real Yachloiku due to the circumstance. Half of the 13th month already passed without the renter paying. And since he's Mochsik on the money, there's not much the landlord can do about that first half of the month. But there still is another half to the month, which the renter could be forced to either pay or leave. As opposed to if the Maskir comes at the beginning of the month, demanding, you have to pay me for this upcoming 13th month, so then the Maskir would be on the right. Whereas if the Maskir comes at the end of the 13th month, demanding to be paid for that entire month and just passed, everything would go to the Seicher, meaning the renter would not have to pay for it. So we clearly see from here, the Shmuel does not hold like Ben Anas, because again, Ben Anas holds Tfais Lashon Achrayin, and in Merchatz's case, the Maskir would always be right, no matter when he comes, beginning, middle, or end of the 13th month. So on to Kofei Amabez on top, we go back to our original understanding, El Olam Zu V'Loi Svirulei. You're right, really, when Shmuel said, Zu Diver Ben Anas, he's saying this is what Ben Anas holds, and other Chachamim, myself included, do not agree with him. V'Hasam Ta'amayin, over there in the case of the bathhouse in Sipairi, what's the reason why it's so to speak Yachloiku Mishum De Tafis? Because the renter is Tafis on some of the rent, and once he's Tafis it, once he has it, there's no way to be able to force him to give it, cuts a suffix. Again, we don't know if it's Tzvayt Lashon Rishon or Achrayin, and Hachanami, so it's over here in the sale of the grain, when he said, Kar B'Shloshim, Saw B'Sela, HaTafis, he's Tafis. As each saw is being measured out, he's Tafis that, and even though we're still B'Suffik, we're not so sure which Lashon to go with, bottom line is, like Kach is already Tafis, he's already Muchsik on those individual saws of grain that were measured out for him, and that's why he's allowed to keep them, nothing to do with Tfais Lashon Achrayin. We continue with one more case, Amar Rav Huna says, Amri Bei Rav, they send the Mismanish of Rav, let's say an item was being sold, and this is the way they describe the sale price, Istra Mea Mai. This is being sold for an Istra, 100 Mai. Now that's contradictory, because an Istra, which is a half of a Zoz, is actually 96 Prutais, or 96 Mai, it's the same thing. But then right afterwards, the Meicher said, it's being sold for 100, so is it 96 or is it 100? And the answer is, Mea Mai, the buyer has to pay 100. Let's say it was the other way around, the Meicher said, Mea Mai, Istra, that's being sold for 100, and then he said Istra, which again is 96, Istra. Only 96 has to be paid. You see clearly from here, Tfais Lashon Achrayin. The Gemara asked Mike Mashmalon, Tfais Lashon Achrayin. What's the Chiddush? Why does Rav need to tell us this again? Ha'amar Rav Chadazimna. Rav already told us Tfais Lashon Achrayin once upon a time. Da'amar Rav, Rav had said on the bathhouse case, Iyavai Hasam, if I was there, Havi Yiv Nikul the Maskir, I would give the entire last month, that 13th month, the Ibriyar, I would give it all to the Maskir, meaning no matter when he comes, at the beginning, middle, or end of the 13th month, I would allow him to collect rent. And clearly, Tfais Lashon Achrayin, just like Ben Anas. Why does Rav need to tell us another situation of Tfais Lashon Achrayin? And the answer is, skip the parentheses, Mal de Tema, what might I have thought over there, Perushi Kamefarish, that the reason why Rav says that the Maskir would be allowed to collect all the rent of the 13th month, no matter what, is only because it's just an explanation. In other words, I would look at the Maskir's second statement as an explanation of the first. The first statement was 12 gold coins for the year, and then the Maskir thought to himself, hold one second, they might add on another month to the year, and then I don't want to lose out on that month's rent, so therefore I'm going to say one gold coin per month. And that's just an explanation, not a retraction of the first statement, and therefore we would not necessarily know that Rav holds Tfais Lashon Achrayin. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is, in the case of the Mea Mai Istura, that clearly shows us Tfais Lashon Achrayin, because over there the second statement is a direct contradiction to the first one, so it must be that we only see from there Tfais Lashon Achrayin in Shitas Rav. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah, continue to discuss a sale of land and how to measure it. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.